Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Psychic Jethro. That was Rockin' by Randy Morris, and I think we are. It's Thursday night, get ready, Psychic's gone wild, guess what? It's Dina Flanagan's night, yes it is. You guys, I know we've had a really fun week. She's here in the back, she's waiting to go on. Working with a lot of energy, I've had a lot of you people asking me, a lot of different callers and ones. Last night was completely out there. That ball hit, and we did a Psychic's Gone Wild Wednesday like we used to. I apologize to the Academy. There looks like we will be not futures shows with that. We tried to get that. It just not worked out in times. Wednesday will be changing. It will be on in the afternoons. So grab on. Rahid from India, you rock. We're going to look with working with Rahid on some readings there. He does a tarot reading. Those of you who got your readings that called me today, I do apologize. The best way is to go back in and listen to it in the archives. I am very hyper, and so is Rahid. We love it, and that's what Psyche's Gone Wild is. Do you look at that and see it's not Psyche's Gone Casual, it's Psyche's Gone Wild. And speaking of Psyche's Gone Wild, we're going to bring in our hostess tonight, Dina Flanagan, born with the gift of sight, who's been professionally reading for over 25 years. She does readings that go deep to your soul. Those of you who know and have been listening to Thursdays, welcome our dear Dina. How are you, Dina?
I'm awesome. How are you, Jethro?
Really great. I got to go down and eat alligator and found out it is good.
Yeah. You went out and ate alligator?
Yes. And they, you know, they were all teasing me, being my silly self, of what was I doing? And I said, you've got to do this. Now, you've got to eat part of the animal where you live to become one with it. You know, and I have had this big apprehension and fear of those things because, you know, when I hit here and drove in, yes, I'm sensitive and I'm feeling this waiting feeling and realized it was them. And I got myself into this silly energy the whole time I've been down here, like, okay, here comes alligator face. And, you know, when we were in Louisiana, they show me those heads. And me and Kay went down. We had a blast. And we went to go to the Everglades, and the angels took over, and we ended up in the Keys. I love the song Key Largo, and now I really do. I got to see why people love the Keys and just had a phenomenal time.
Awesome.
So, those of you who are tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We've got a lot of you on the queue. Don't get wound up if you don't get that reading right away. So that's the fun thing about the radio, and all of you know that Psychics Gone Wild, we're here to show you not only are we having a fun time to do the readings, but those of you who do the readings, please remember that you tip the wait staff. So what we do is those of you who are looking at coming into Psychics Gone Wild, we'll give you a free mini reading. We enjoy the time with you. We do this, but it is tipping us is the part of going over to our site, and you can catch me at jethrosmith.net. I am doing a little bit of a discount on Yelp. Those days when you used to come in and just slap me down a dollar and run out the door and leave me to look at you are gone. So if you got to come in, do get a good reading. So get a time with it. Dina, where would they catch you if they were looking to get a reading?
You can call me at 207-752-1399. Or my email is essenceote@aol.com or psychichealer11@gmail.com.
Very good. And we've got a lot of people. I'm going to go ahead today, and I've got a couple of them that wrote us, what happened to Dina? We turned in for two Thursdays, and we won our Dina back from Colorado, Grand Junction. Oh, very good. I have some books over there, you guys, and a sister close to there. It's probably her. So, well, we got her back. So those of you who are listening in, Dina hasn't went anywhere. The computers went real crazy on us, and we are looking at doing those different times. That's why you're going to have to go with us again. Psyche Sunwild's going to check it out. Check on, make sure you follow on the right-hand corner so that you can get that email. I apologize, I send you a couple times, and I've had people really, you know, I don't mean to send you two or three, but it's just sometimes the computer's doing it, and I do send out a couple to the blog talk so that you, excuse me, so that you do know, we're having a lot of cutout. The energy's raising me and Dina's energy. So those of you, it's nothing. If you're going to hear the phones cutting out, the energy, that's just us raising our energy. And I apologize to those of you who are getting a lot of the static back. I can hear it. But what I want you guys to know is that what we want you to do is to hang in here. We've got these times set on some of the days. We're going to be doing some changing. We've got all new psychics we're adding, plus our good old regulars. Don't you forget Tuesdays. Pamela Cummings is on. Pamela and Dina on Valentine's Day. What a show. This has been one of our highest shows. We've got more listeners. We've had a lot of you guys complimenting. Dina, wasn't that just a blast?
Oh, my gosh. That was awesome. The energy was crazy. Wow.
You too. Yeah. It was phenomenal. And we're going to go ahead and take a couple callers and have some fun, and then we're going to spin the wheel and do our topic tonight. And I would hope if any of you guys do have questions, go ahead with your one question. But the topic we're getting tonight is, ooh, poltergeist. Okay.
Oh.
We are live in an hour. It's Poltergeist with Dina and Jethro. Grab onto your seatbelts, buckle up, because we're going to be for a ride tonight. 720, you're on live with Dina Flanagan. How are you?
I'm fine, Jethro. This is Ibitar. Happy belated New Year. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Happy little girl, and you've got a gift over here from Psychics Gone Wild, and I am psychic, but I don't have your address.
I do.
Yes,
I
you
do.
Want. You won some, yes, you did, and you won, and it's all wrapped and ready to go to Ebitar when we find that little friend of ours that's hiding out.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
I'm really glad you got a hold of us.
Is her name Dina or Dana?
Dina.
Dina, hi, Dina.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Your voice sounds so familiar.
Really?
Yeah.
Most Wanted. No, I'm kidding. She's not. Most Wanted, you'll love her reading, so just joking. They're a little funny for her.
Oh, wow. That's really good news. So do I have to ask the question or no? Or can you just...
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah,
yes,
please do.
Avatar, you want it all for a free show, don't you, girl?
Okay. It's about a move into a new house.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what do you want?
Question.
You want
yeah,
to know if you're moving to a new house?
Yeah, if and when.
Okay. I feel like you're in the process already. Is that true?
Yeah, in my mind, in my soul, in my spirit, yeah.
Because I feel like you're ready to move on, and it's like it's in the works, like it's in the energy works, we'll say. So
okay.
I feel like Yeah, so it, like, I feel like it's all being, you know, like a lot of times things get worked out behind the scenes we're not seeing, you know, our spirit guide,
right.
What have you. Well, this is what they're showing me. They're showing me it's in the works.
Oh. Okay.
And I feel like it's not far, but you there's some more things you have to do to get there. Like, you can't just sit there, you know, there's some things you have to do. There's some paperwork you have to fill out. There's some, there's a few phone calls or something you have to make. There's something along those lines that I'm feeling like you have to do before it can actually happen. And when you do these, it's almost like I'm feeling like, are you just kind of afraid to make these phone calls or whatever?
Not at all.
Because I feel like that there's something holding you back. But
well, money is one thing.
Okay.
That's the main thing.
Because I feel like everything's a go, but something's holding you back. So,
money.
Yes, but I feel like that it's all in the works. It's all being worked out, and it will all happen. And I feel like it'll probably be this late spring, maybe summer. Is what I'm feeling.
Okay, late spring, like what, April?
No, more like June.
Okay.
I feel like there's been a delay too, and I feel that happening. They're telling me that the guides are saying that you've been extended out a little bit. See, you should have called us. You've been off forgetting us. What happens? We do all these prayers for you, and you go off dancing off with some other psychic, weren't you? Showed you, girl. Show me the love. I'll show you the love. I was here waiting with my hands all wet in the dishwater while you were off having a dry night.
So crazy.
Yeah, but I love you dearly. Now, you're one of our favorite friends, and you do go wild with us. And someday you're going to be on the show with us. I'm going to have Evatar do some of your work because I know you can read. Evatar, I am telling some stuff here. This is one of our phenomenal friends. It's like one thing Dina said to me a couple weeks ago and brought tears to my eyes. Who do we have to talk to but each other? It's true. You know, and I don't know why that hurt my feelers, but it was a good feeling. I just went, oh my gosh, we are different. And then I felt like the little kid from the circus. I went home and it's like, Mom, why do I have a gold earring on? You know, and it's like,
oh wow.
You know, I just love the fact of you, Evatar. So you know, if I tease you, and by the way, we did have a lot of I did get a lot of flack over the joke last week. I know the sky was not falling down. I am not Chicken Little. What I was joking about last week was how much energy went out, and a lot of you guys caught that the roof came off and we had all this crazy stuff. I apologize for anybody who got scared by a meteorite or anything that happened. We were joking about the girls on this show taking the roof off the place, and the gentlemen, because we are looking for more gentlemen, by the way. This is not precious. Everybody can be teased here, so we want you to know.
So where do you want me to send the address to?
To psychicsgonewild.com, and they've got a site on there that says you've been in there visiting us, and you know, I do have a little bit of it, so you guys can't cheat and say you're Evatar, because I know which town and state she's in. I kind of have a hand with some other things, but I just thought it was cute. That's like you. You're like, well, you're psychic. Come find me. You know, I've had people do this to me, and it's like, but there's a whole big world out there. You know, it's like, I would have got you. I knew you'd come back, but you won a couple weeks ago, and we have a couple other announcements on there. Those of you who've bought the readings from me, please make sure that you go on the site and tell me where you are, because Yelp only tells me one thing, your first name. So if you bought those discounts on Yelp, I have like two or three people that are out there that have got some really good deals that we gave for Valentine's Day. You got to send it to me and say, this is my phone number, or schedule with me at 928-284-0437. Because I do know that there's one of you that's in Maine. I know there's another person over in Nova Scotia who bought. But if I try to read you out, I'll be there all day, you guys. I can do phenomenal things, but that's how we roll. And I thank you, Evatar. Hang in for the show. You can stay here and play with me and Dina. We've got 305. How are you? You're live.
Hi. I'm good. Thank you. I'm going through a lot of movement myself and letting go of things and figuring out pricing, and I'm selling my house, and I was wondering if you could see when it was going to sell. It's like I have people coming just about every day to look at it.
Yes, and you have some sad energy. I apologize. Can you give us your name, and I'll let Dina do the...
Did you say I was sad? I'm not sad.
You're not sad. I'm feeling a lot of emotion there. Can I get your first name?
Eileen.
Okay.
Eileen.
Oh, Eileen.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Eileen. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like it almost feels like you're running in circles. This is what it feels like. You're doing, going in all these different directions. Is that true?
Yeah, I am. I feel like because I have to be on call every time the realtor calls me. It's like, okay,
yeah,
I'm available.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. I also feel like, did somebody put an offer in but take it back?
No, not yet.
Well, because there might be that coming up. So don't get discouraged, because the message is don't get discouraged, because you might get an offer and they might rescind, but the perfect buyer will come in after that.
Oh, super. Somebody gave her today, they're going to come back on Saturday with their wife after he saw it today, and the realtor told me what he was offering, which is not what I want to do, period.
Right, that's what I'm feeling like. The first offer is not going to be the one. So after that, though, I feel like there's going to be, and it almost feels like a couple, a younger couple. That's what it almost feels like, that will be coming.
Have I seen them yet?
The younger couple? I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm feeling like you have not. And they'll come in, and it will be like the perfect house for them.
Great.
But it's going to be a little bit longer. They're saying don't get discouraged. That's what they keep telling me to tell you. Don't get discouraged. It will be just a little bit longer. It will kind of play just right out for your plan. Because I feel like
right.
You have a plan, and you're almost trying to rush it.
No,
yeah.
I'm not trying to rush it. I'm just like what you said, because she calls me at 12 or 2 o'clock. Somebody wants to come over and see it. I said, when? Now. And then I go, okay, I have to come back. And then at 7 o'clock I was doing my meditation, and she goes, okay, somebody wants to come over and see it. I said, when? Now.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I don't want to leave. I want to stay here. And they said, no problem. So then another couple came today, and then she's got two people coming on Saturday morning. See, more people coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't feel like it's that far off that it's
good.
Going to, you'll get the right offer. That's what I'm just, they're saying, don't get discouraged. And but it will fall right into what you have with your plans. That's what it's saying, it will fall right into.
That's perfect, because I've been preparing my next place physically. I've been working on it for over a year, and I've been living there also, but I've been redoing it. And I just finished painting it, and it's so cute. It's so cute.
Oh, perfect. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. It's all going to work out just right for you.
Yay. So
yeah,
I'm feeling like sometime in March.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to get an offer, like I said. But March, April time frame,
right
in there.
Right.
That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
then you'll be able to go on to this new plan, and other things are going to evolve, too, that you've been wanting.
Like traveling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of things are going to open up for you. You've been, like I said, kind of going in different directions and kind of held back and whatever. It's all going to open up.
Yay, because I've been praying so hard and so long for all of this, and I'm just getting stronger and knowing, no, I don't want that. Yes, I want that. No, I don't want that.
Yeah, but that's what they're saying. Perfect, because it is all going to just be perfect for you.
Good,
yeah.
Because it's like I'm not, I'm not even in that place anymore. Well, okay, I'll do it for them. No, I don't want to do it for them. I want to do it for me.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Getting really
and
strong
that was
in
all,
myself.
Yes, and that was all part of what you needed to do for this next move or step in your life or on your journey. Yeah.
We thank you, Eileen. We're going on with the next. We've got a full queue, and we're going to go ahead with everybody. We're going to 352. We're going to pick up the crazy pace with Dean. I don't know whose bird's happy. Is that you, Avatar? Are you in there pinching that bird again?
No, it's probably my bird.
Oh, okay, 352, it's your bird. Well, you let Avatar leave it alone. Tell her to quit. How are you, 352?
I'm doing good. I talked to you, and it was another lady, Pat. I can't remember her name. And you told me to call back if I had any more questions, and I do. I was told that I was supposed to have this child, and I'm still like, huh? When, where, how? Like, supposed to care for this child. supposed to have.
Oh, I know who you are. You, the child girl. I remember, and I know the guides were doing the energy with you. You're on tonight with Psyche Jethro and Dina. I do remember you did, and there was a child in there, and this has been a little while back. Give us your name, and let's find out what's going on. Let's see, because you've got three psychics on tonight. We're going to find out where this child is.
Andrea.
Woo-hoo. Thank you, Andrea. What a Dina, we're being the lady of the night, and it says your Thursday night. Lady of the night, that didn't sound right. The lady of the show. Somebody's trying to get me in trouble, and Dina will punch me. So you guys, Dina, would you help me?
Well, I feel like I'm coming in the middle of this conversation. Like, what child are we talking about?
Woo, woo.
So, what? Can you give me a little?
There's a child she had, and Andrea, give her a little bit of your energy, because I this is unfair for Dina. I was on the night with that, and I do remember the other psychic with you, and they were getting a lot of energy with you. There's a child there with you, and you're taking care of a child, and it really, we had Andrea call in another night here. We're trying to get a different energy because there's a child around her, and nobody's understanding. Andrea's like to know where this child's coming from, correct, Andrea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a child energy around you, in other words.
Yes.
It's supposed to come to you, is what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time you say this, you know, what I get is it's in spirit.
In spirit.
It's like I feel this child is in spirit at this moment.
Hmm.
So if it's to come to you, it's not going to be just yet. I don't feel just yet. I feel like it just keeps saying it's spirit, energy, like it's child. Now, refresh me, did the psychic tell you that it's supposed to manifest into real form?
Yes, but
okay.
I don't know how. Mm-hmm. See, I thought about it and thought about it, and then I thought, maybe I should call back and see what they're talking about.
Now, you're in the right place and to do this, and see, this is where we get the different readers. So you're doing the right thing, Andrea, and I applaud you, and I know we're gone wild, and I remember you. I do remember the energy. I apologize. We read for so many people that the other person had felt this. And what Dina was saying with the spirit, it is ironic because a psychic here, I am picking up with you that there's an energy with you. There is something going on with strength. And that's somebody trying to get a call right now, and you're going to have to wait. And it's like, oh, do you hear what's happening? The ringing, your bird's yelling, and I'm feeling the other energies happening with you, that there is something in cycle, Andrea. And the night that you got a hold of us, I remember what I was also getting. I think that it's exactly what Dina said. You are bringing energy in. You've got a soul that wants to come in with you. Now, sometimes this will happen when someone's had a miscarriage. Sometimes this will happen when someone in the family's passed and they want to come to you. And what I'm feeling is this is a younger energy. And it when you called in that night, it was very strong with medium and channeling energy. It's just that time. Everything just started going real intense. And so I think that we're also getting a little closer. Dina is very gifted and very strong. By being from the outside the circle, she just starts to pull the energy. So what she's seeing is that I also am getting a really strong strength that we're going to make our friend in Colorado work over here, Avatar, because what we're getting here is I'm feeling that there's a person involved with this. And what I'm feeling is that this child or this person is still there, and I feel that this is someone that's got maybe a child trying to come to you. This child's trying to find a way to get into your life, whether it comes to you as a newborn or it comes to you around the energy so it can hang out is what I feel. Avatar, would you help us? You've been listening real quiet. What are you feeling with her, with Andrea? Avatar's drinking again.
I'm here.
Okay. So we've got to go ahead and go back, I guess. Well, she's at the lounge. There she goes.
Yeah. I'm here.
All right, okay, well, woman, what are you feeling here? Can you help us with Andrea? Andrea's got a really intense energy. And Andrea, I thank you for letting us do this because this helps all of us psychics. You have got such a strength of energy. That's why we're all getting this. And this child, you're going, I don't see where it's coming from. But we're all feeling this. Avatar, can you help us shed light? What are you sensing this when you're listening in here?
What happened, Jeffrey, I put the phone down and I've been navigating on your website trying to get the email. So I really
I'm trying to send you.
We're so proud of you. A free toy and make you work tonight. And what do? You run over there and get that free toy and leave poor Andrea with a baby. Woman's got a baby coming. We don't even know where it's coming from. Have you ever watched Jerry Springer? My God. I got you going wild. We're having a wild time. And what happened is this little baby was around Andrea. Andrea's went through her energy. And Andrea, we'll need you to say your name for her.
Andrea.
Yeah. Ooh,
now
and
you're doing a little dance.
You're doing a little dance. That's Andrea. Now you in this corner we have, and Dina just shed some light on it. It is from the other side, and it makes sense that she's got a child from the other side coming through. So I was going to get your. Can you feel what we're talking now with her? Are you sensing what's around Andrea? Because Andrea is really confused. She thinks Psyche's gone wild. Has been drinking, tipsy. Of course, I blamed you and teased you and said you were at the lounge, and then you were over there saying you were on the website, but I smell rum.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So maybe it's there to help guide her, like a guide or something. I don't know if it's supposed to come into physical, but maybe at this point right now it's there helping her in ways that she may need help and guidance.
Very good. Very good energy. And that fits. We're all
feeling like I feel like it's male. It's a with Jethro. It's young. It's a very young energy, and I feel like it's a and it's a male. But and it's in spirit right now. And at some point in your life, I believe it will come to you. It will decide to come into this world and be manifested. Well,
this is my face right now.
Get out the smelling salts. Andrea's going to pass out if we give her one more baby. She said no more babies.
But it will have a great impact on your life. So, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to come from your body.
Because what happened is I can't have kids no more. Hysterectomy, and I love kids. That's cool.
No, I sense it's not coming from your body. I feel it's coming from a different, an outside source. But this spirit right now is with you on the other side to help you, and then it will come to eventually in physical form for whatever it's supposed to do to help you in life as well.
So,
but you may not know it. You may not ever know that that's it, but you might have this sense. I feel like you'll have this sense, this connection, and at some point you'll go, oh, I think that's what they were talking about. And I believe it's male. It's going to be it's male energy. It's going to come in as male.
Like somebody just going to say, oh, by the way, can you take care of my baby? Surprise!
You didn't see how angry my two were. I'd have left you for a week. You'd have been screaming mama in 2 hours. My two. Kidding. He knows. He said, I could hear him already. Thanks, Dad. But no, I'm kidding. I would. But, you know. We thank you, Andrea. We hope you shed a little light. We got to roll on to the next person. We're doing the Psychic's Gone Wild tonight. You've got Psychic Jethro, Psychic Dina Flanagan, and we pulled Evatar in out of the lounge. No, I'm teasing. Evatar, our friend's here tonight. We're having her help with having fun. 203, how are you doing, 203?
How are you doing, Jethro?
What do you come out of the lounge to with Evatar? We knew you were going to come. We went to the bar tonight. We got it. It's good to hear from you, Woody. You're trying to be good, I hope.
Yes.
Rocking. We're welcome to calling in Psyche's Gone Wild. We're here doing energy with Dina. We are directing it. I apologize for having people do a question so that we can do one. And we've been teasing everybody that comes in the door. So I was glad we got a mail in here to tease now with Woody. Woody, I would like you to do a favor. Say your name for Dina and then tell her what you're looking at. What question you'd like to look at.
Woody, I'd like to see. I wonder what's coming for me. This year, I guess.
I didn't hear that. You want to laugh?
What's coming for me?
What's coming for you? Well, you know what's coming for you. Better thing.
You just played the cops. I was going to tease you. I just wanted to. That was kind of. He kind of gave me that one. I'm kidding. He knows I'm teasing. What he don't. Yeah, you know I'm joking with him.
Yeah, that's what's coming for you. No, so how you doing, Woody?
Good.
I feel like are you now working? Are you working on some new songs now?
Oh, she's gonna be a thing.
I've been writing a lot, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what they're showing me. It's like they're showing me you sitting there writing and working on his songs and writing. Well, keep at that, because those are going to, I feel like those are going to be really good. I feel like that you've evolved to somewhat of a next level. We know that the music is going to move forward. But, ew, what was that?
We got, I don't know, somebody sharpening their pencil, I think.
Poltergeist coming through the wall.
And I, if Avatar thinks she's going to get that free toys if she's over there shaving ice on there, what are you thinking? Have an ice cone over there, girl?
No, that's not me doing
oh,
that.
Oh, sugar? I just like to mess. She's going to beat me up when I go to, I can see me in Colorado. She goes, come here, Jethro. I got some good time. I'm going to show you a psychic swab.
Yeah.
I've got the energy.
What, are we still on with Woody?
Yeah, we still got Woody, and I'm holding him in. And poor Woody's trying to get to find out about his future. We got everybody making pina coladas.
Yeah. So I feel like keep working on those songs because, and really, there's one or two of them especially that's going to be really good, and that they're just showing me. Keep working on those one or two. Then you're already on them, so whatever it is you're working on now. But yeah, your music is going to move forward, and. I feel like personally you're going to move forward too. I feel like you've been going through some inner change as well. And growing a lot. I see growing a lot for you. And all that is going to move you forward, and you're going to be in a much better place by the end of the year.
Okay. Very much there with the work, and I do feel an energy here, Woody. It's been a while since I've read for you on the guides, and they're telling me that I agree very much on the music, but they're also showing me some different energies. They're telling me that you should be doing some different energies. I thought of you last night. We had a tarot reader in last night who was also from India who was talking about the color themes to wear. Have you worked with someone on your system and the things to do? I mean, it sounds wild, but you sit down with a gifted one on it, and it's like with a good thing for a psychic is I'm feeling this dealing with him. There's something about you wear the same color a lot, and you shouldn't wear that. Like some people love blue. And they just blue doesn't resonate. Blue is a spiritual and verbal color. For a singer, blue's not always the best color to wear. You know what I'm talking?
Okay.
And they're telling me that there's going to be a change. I see you going through about some other energy to do this. I see you really, it's going to be a very positive thing. And this is unfair, you guys. It's another psychic. I have seen Woody is a nice, attractive man. You know, in a bar, I'd have to push him out of the way. No, I'm kidding. But it's like. With going out. I keep teasing about Bard night. You guys know I drink, all carrot juice 90% of the time, sometimes tea when I'm real wild or organic old coffee. But what the guy's telling me with this Woody is they're telling me that you're going to do an energy and you're going to start putting in some different energy, some different numerology into your life. They're telling me that, we talk feng shui with you, we talk energy. They're telling me that you're going to take in and start to do some real strong, I wouldn't say meditation, but real strong time. You've always sat and kind of done this back, but I see you putting this out, and I would have you projecting some color here, and I'm going to have some help here because I'm getting like a turquoise or something. And Dina, help me a little bit here because they're showing me these little vibrant colors, but what they're doing is having him manifest turquoise.
Mm. Yeah, that's part of the growth that I was talking about, the change in growth. He's really going to be working on himself, and color. The turquoise is really just a great color to be working with. It's unusual, partly unusual to be working with turquoise. Usually we get the dark blues, the purples, whatever. But the turquoise will bring you in lightness because it will bring you that being elevated to a new level.
It's very good. And hang on because I'm having one of those silly blonde moments with my head because I can't get my head on that I know it's there and I'm looking and it's very much and it's like the color when you look it up and go through the energy with it, it's like I'm looking at it's exactly what it's like I'm trying to give you what we've got here. Me and her both together are doing this, and if you can feel the energy, obviously you're on the phone, and I tease our friend Avatar. Avatar is putting out energy. Avatar is a natural healer. So these two healers are sending energy. Can you be honest and tell everybody, can you feel what's going on right now, Woody, over the telephones?
Yes, and I think that color represents healing in his music. It would be healing to those that listen to it. That's also what that means.
Oh, very good. Woody?
Yes.
Do you want to have us committed now or tomorrow? Because I feel we're on with you. What do you feel? What do you get? I could tell you're real quiet tonight. It's a little different for me to read your energy. You're setting back on me a little bit.
I'm good.
Cool. He's our shy one until he's on stage, and then we have to knock him down. But you know, you guys, please, you guys never get offended. You guys keep coming back. You know what's funny? I got to tell everybody. All of my regulars never complain. It's the people that first listen in that write me the things of, oh my gosh. I had a lady tell me she can't believe I talk. She could not believe that I talked like this. Now, I want to tease her. I do talk different, and I won't go into that, but, you know, I thought it was real funny because she goes, you talk like this. And I'm like, yeah, I do talk like that. And he's laughing because he's a school teacher. He's like, Jethro, we're going to have the grammar teacher spank you if you don't quit being trying to tease about it. But Woody, talk to us a little bit here. Give us a little bit of energy as things have been happening for you. I know that we're going to share. I know that's and a lot of people have learned this to call in and get a general reading. They're like, Woody did just say, I'm just looking at things. Talk to us a little bit because what I get with the guys is that this healing music of yours is something that's been put together. I know you and Keith are doing that. All of you guys who've listened into Gotcha, that's Woody and Keith Evans. And that song is beautiful. But what we've also got with Woody working in his other strengths is, Woody, is there some other things that are happening now, I feel, in your career that's kind of pulling you a little bit different? Like she was talking about, Dina was saying about you looking inside, which is also with Saturn. What it's saying is the guides are putting into work with you of growing and stringing out the energy of what you want. Are you feeling that right now? Are you starting to go through what we're talking about already?
Yeah, what she said, healing. I'm looking within myself, and there's two people that are supposed to be helping us. They got like connection with cause a producer, and because they want to send 3 tracks to us. I'm not sure when we're gonna start with the project. The person that's supposed to help us, they like working on it and try to get things together. So.
Very good. Well, I'm waiting for more music, you know, and I love your music, and we've had the most coolest thing. Did you see on Twitter, I want to brag, if you type in Psychic Jethro, you'll see that I had over 30,000 Twitters, and I had the most hilarious thing is that I've had these Twitters coming in there, and I know me and you are friends on there, but a lot of them, I'm promoting you, Woody, you and Sir Magnus. I think you both rock. So I'm like promoting you guys. I'm telling them on there, and I've had the coolest thing that I've had people write back on Twitter and tell me that, you know, you guys have got so much potential, you and Keith and Sir Magnus.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No, and that's what friends do. And if you really get wild, right on there with Pamela Cummings. I mean, you can feel the energy when she writes you back on Twitter. Her and Dina are just like, I'm like, okay, no more static, guys. Unplug them from the plugging. But get with it, you know. And she, I know she really promotes. She's played a couple times your music. She's told other friends. So, you know, Woody, rock on. I'm gonna get if I stay on there too long, they'll be saying that me and you were plotting against them. Thank you. We love everybody. We're doing the fun. And I've teased too much tonight. Avatar, I want you to know I love you. You still over there?
Yes, I'm still here.
But she's not mad yet. I still have a friend in Colorado.
I love you too.
We got 478. You're on tonight. 478.
Hi, Jethro.
Hey, it's Georgia Debbie.
Hi.
You're rocking. How are you?
I'm going to ask a question for my husband. Yes, I am. Well, anyway. He thinks I'm kooky. He says, I'm not kooky. I'm like, okay.
But we're lovable kooky.
I know. He just, he like rolls his eyes at me. But you know what? It's like, I see they see what they told us, and it came true. I was like, yeah, he did.
That's when you call us back, and that's what keeps me in business for over 30 years.
Yep. That's right. That's right. I was going to ask, they were going to let him know whether or not my husband had, like, a disability thing, whether they were going to settle with him. And he wanted to know if you saw them contacting him about that.
Well, yeah. What's his name?
Frank.
Okay. Because the whole time you were just sitting there talking, what they kept showing me was forward movement. Like, whoa, really forward movement. You're going to be happy and pleased that with the outcome because they are going to, and it's not too far away because they just kept showing it to me. So he will get it soon is what I'm feeling. And it's going to be like this relief, you know, this kind of finally relief, and then you can move forward.
That sounds great.
Yeah, because I keep seeing him just moving forward, like this will propel you to move, or him to move forward. I don't know what he's going to be doing, but it's like this big thing lifted right off, and he'll be ready for the next step, for the next phase.
And they said the world's right side up for him. The world's doing it, and you're right. It's whoa, and you know, and I laugh, Debbie. You feel the energy with it, and it's like we use Dina. She's going to punch me. Dina is our conduit. She is like a generator of energy. So as she rolls that out, it's just it's hitting the other strength. And what they're showing with it is that there's some other capabilities of his, that some things that are going on that I see him taking and doing right now. It's like you said, it's lifted off. It's like someone who wants to start a business who now has they're able to just put it together. They're showing me with him that he does things with his hands, and physically there's some stuff that he's put together for a while that it's on the back burner. It's time to pull it off the back burner.
Yes, he's pretty amazing with what he thinks of and the ideas that he comes up with, and he is really good with his hands.
Definitely. He's really going to go forward with whatever he's going to next.
Making physical money.
He's got talent. He does definitely has talent, and he has a lot of different talents. So, so anything he chooses to do, I'm sure he'll. He thought about making solar panels. He's done made motorcycle trailers for motorcycles. He's done all kinds of things. So
I also feel like he's good with people.
He's very blunt. If he doesn't
what's wrong with that?
Sometimes he's not really nice about it. He pretty much says what he thinks, and if he doesn't like it, he just don't plain like it. He don't pull no punches.
Dina.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even like him. Why am I going to be nice to him? I'm like.
Well, we love Dina. That's why we love him. That's
my kind of person right there.
And
because people's got feelings. You got to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I don't like him, I'm like, gosh, wish he could be a little bit nicer sometimes.
I'm feeling like whatever he's going to go into, he's going to be good with the people end of it. So I don't think you have to worry too much there. I think he'll figure that one out. But, he's a good person.
At heart, he is a good person.
Yeah, that's what I see.
Frank, my husband says, well, I hope so. I've been married to him for 29 years.
And it's rocking with the energy.
What I was going to say, Jethro, is when I first started talking with you,
mm-hmm.
you talk so fast, my ears could not keep up with the words you were saying. Do you remember?
You are
toned down compared to what you used to be. I mean, and you can actually understand things. It was like, wow, this is a new Jethro. I can understand him. It's wonderful. I can, it was like, and your predictions have come out so many times. If I don't know how many new people you have on there, that we keep coming back to you more and more and more.
Thank you, and I love, and I tell you, that's what I've had the best compliments this year, that we're going a year strong with our birthday for Psychics Gone Wild, and through all the years, I do love that, what you said, that, and I apologize, because I know when the guides really get going, that's why you see me do what I'm doing here, because I've had people tape me, and I know that when we get done, I used to be a smoker, so I only breathed at the top of my lungs, but I would get done, and I would sit down for a good 10 minutes and breathe, because it was just like, the guides, and like Dina, when we're going with the energy, it's just we're flowing. And I love what you said. You should have listened last night, and if you get a chance, listen in to Wednesday's show. Rahit from India did it to me last night. He's the first person that could out-talk me. And it was like, oh, my. And we would hit, and they would say, my name is, and he would go, Len, you can call, and he told me, and he did say this, because I have a problem saying his name, because you can call me Dodo Bird. You can call me what you like, but just know. And then he was like, da-da-da-da-boom-da-boom-da-boom, and I was like, whoa, baby. And I went to hit the other button. The second person got on, and I know that we've had three calls from the people that were on last night. They've called my phone, and they were going, what all happened? That's why at the beginning of the show I said, please listen in. he did exactly what I did there. And I do love when the guys are doing it. And I love when we're doing this little bit of energy. We've learned to, and I say we, but me and my guides have learned to also tone it, because I've had people, you know, that, like you said, they don't understand. And I've had sometimes that in the year when they're really going strong, they want it like that. If I go too cash, I've had people tell me, it's like they start to get in and they'll debate with me, or they'll work with it, and their thoughts will get in. And I've had the saddest tears for me. Somebody will really want a reading, and they're telling me, and all of a sudden I'm going like that real quick, and they'll go, well, you're going to have to, and they'll start telling me, and it'll change. And it's just like I've had a lady one time that I really felt sad, because I was getting the ultimate thing. I mean, I was picking up who her relationship was, what was going to happen. Her mother on the other side was like telling me everything, from where the wills were to what had happened. And it was like, man, and she was just like, and she was, I can't get it. And she got really, and I got worried, and I went to hell back. And then all of a sudden it was like, they just shut the door. And then it was like, what was the guy's name? What was the, and it's like, oh my goodness. And it's like, I did prayers for 2 weeks afterwards. And we joked afterwards, she didn't end up marrying the guy that her mother had told her about on the other side. But the funny thing was, she goes, you know, she goes, it's what you said. She goes, you just, and I said, it's working with the guides. I remember as a kid, they used to tease us, and my sister was like real hyper, but we wouldn't talk half the time. You get three psychics together, like we're doing right now. Evatar's talking to me while I'm talking to you, and Dean is talking over here. We're doing energy with you at the same time, and we get to going. We'll like give only half or a third of a sentence. My girlfriend, I drive her to drink. She's like, stop it, because all of a sudden, I'm like, and they said, he, okay, well, you got. She's like, what? That makes perfect sense to me, because I'm talking to the guide. He just told me, yes, they head over there and they got this. And I sometimes will repeat what the guide says, which is scarier, because all of a sudden they're going, that person down the street really hates her, and she always puts her fat blah 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 on the and I'm like, oh my, and I say it, and I'm like, I don't know who this is. And it's like, they hate the boat lady. And I'm, and we're like, she's like, you're picking up the neighbors again, you know. It's like, so, and I love you for letting me know that. And I, you know, you guys have been the best to me. I look forward to you, and I look forward to all of our listeners on Gone Wild, in the fact that you guys come in, we sit like this, we joke. I've had a couple of people who've moved on to other shows. I'm not going to say the names, because I got in trouble last time for saying some suggestions where they could go listen. But what we love is, this is why we're Gone Wild. We are silly. And Debbie, you and the friends that come in, I know a couple of our friends that are there of yours, I look forward to, you know, just talking with.
Oh, we all love you. Gosh. And, but you know what? We're also loving the people that you're bringing with you. We get to the experience of other people, too. So, and we like them, too.
Thank you. And that's what they are. We're like a family. I had this 2 weeks that the radio went crazy and Dina couldn't come on. It was like a family. And psychically and verbally and communicate, everybody was like, where is she? What has happened? Everybody's doing this. You know, we know she's okay. What's and Blog Talk, I bet, never does it again, because we had such an outrage on Thursday from our friend up here in Maine. It was like the guy wrote me on the text thing while I was doing the show Friday. He's like, Dina will be on next week, right? And it was like, what? And I went over and I'm like, if you guys do the right thing. He's like, I've already heard about it. He apologized to me like four times, letting me know that he would make sure that it worked properly. And then we found out it was Skype. But that makes us feel good. We better get back. Tell your husband we love him dearly and glad he's not jealous. Remember, we had that joke when I first met you. That was...
No, you were afraid he was going to come beat you up because he was on...
A biker, and I have bikers.
Because he was on a motorcycle. You said, your husband ain't going to come beat me up, is he? I said, no, he's not.
And you laugh at that, but there was a day as being a psychic where, believe me, I had a guy swear the reason I was holding his wife's hand was other ideas, and I was like, I need to read her palm. He's like, you need to let go of that hand that I'm married to. And it put a fear of God into me with gentlemen on motorcycles. It's like being once bitten by a Doberman, you don't want to trust them again.
Oh, Lord. Well, I'm going to listen to the rest of your show.
Thank you. And we
welcome
you.
Thank you for...
And we're having the energies raised again. We've done the energy, and all you guys knowing here, as I was teasing Debbie, anybody ever gets offended, my uncle is Doc Holliday. He's known for that in the Dakotas. He goes to Sturgis every year. So sometimes I do tease and act silly because I'm getting a lot of getting publicity again. Dina, help me be good. I try to be good. Avatar, you said you'd keep me good. 310, what do you know?
Yes, hello.
Hello, you're on live.
Oh, great. My name is Susan. I'm calling from California.
Welcome, Susan. We welcome. This is Dina Flanagan's on tonight on Psyche Scumwell is our psychic, and I will have her handle the interview. We thank you for listening. I hope we're just being silly, but we're really enjoying it. And I feel like, Susan, could you help me a little bit? I apologize. The phones are a little bit silly, but kind of talk just here with Dina for a minute to make sure that the phones are where we can contact. It's just the system.
Okay.
So we're,
hi. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. What's your question?
Yes, I was just wondering. I actually applied for a new position a few weeks ago. I'm just wondering if I'm going to get a call back.
Mm. Is it within the same company?
No, it's a different company, but same type of job that I'm doing now.
Same type of thing, okay, because I felt it was very similar. Is this the only thing you applied for?
No, I applied for some other things, but over a month ago. Yeah, they've been a long time ago, though, so.
Yeah, well, because I'm feeling like that this one you applied for, it may not be the one.
Okay.
But one of the other ones you applied for, I think you're going to get a call from.
Okay. Wow. It's been like 2 months almost since I applied for the other one.
Well, have you called down?
No. It was like one of those, you know, you apply online and then I got like a little online thing asking if I had heard back from them, and I just, you know, rated them no, they didn't call me back. So, but that was like 3 weeks ago, so...
Yeah, well, I feel like you're going to hear from one of them, and also I feel like to continue apply, you're going to apply for something else too. They're showing me.
Okay.
So there'll be something else popping up too.
Yeah, because I just really want out of this job.
yeah. So I feel like keep doing what you're doing, because one, the job is going to come up for you. I think you're going to have at one point a choice.
Okay.
I think there's going to be like two offers that come in. But so keep getting up there and applying is what they're telling me to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, and you will hear from, like I said, I think you're going to have a choice between two.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and you'll know which one to decide, you know, which one to pick, because one's going to feel more right than the other.
Okay.
Probably because of location or something is what I'm feeling. So that's what they're showing me, that it won't be long now, but just keep going, keep doing it, and call back or get in contact with the people you do apply to, is what they're saying.
Okay.
And it will happen for you.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Very good. And we thank you. This is really, the energy is really going through intense with you guys, and we are down to the last 6 minutes of the show of Psychics Gone Wild. I love our friend that we pulled along from Colorado. We're going to let her be good. Avatar, thank you, and we'll be looking forward to sending you that little present. But that present we've got here with the book and a few items that you've won with us, and thank you.
And you're welcome.
And thank you for letting us tease you. I like to tease so much, and I apologize. We were joking. I told them it's because I ate alligator. I got a big mouth now, and they said, don't blame the alligator, is what they told me. So I'm turning off the chat people for their way. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, okay.
So thank you for calling in, Avatar. We're going through the energy.
I'll be emailing you.
Good, thank you. And we're looking at going through. We're going to do one more. Ooh, and it's someone real close. It's one of our Tampa residents. 813, it's you, me, and Dina. How are you doing? 813, are you listening in? Maybe we've got just a listener. 813 is hearing, and I love that. We're going to go ahead and give them just that second. If they want to just listen in, that's fine. If you want to talk, I'll give you just a second. Hello, 813. Okay. Well, we've got 5 minutes left. We're going on to 209. You're next, 209. Would you like to talk?
Sure. Hey, Jethro. It's Pam. How are you?
I'm good, Pam, and you're now grounded for scaring me like that. No, I'm kidding. You're not grounded. This is my school buddy and friend, everybody. Thank you for coming in to save me, because they're trying to beat me up again, and it's no reason. I was being good.
I can't save you. It's
normal. Thank you. She knows me. It's true. Remember, I was the only hippie in a cowboy town. I wondered what was wrong with those people. I'm like, what is wrong with them? They're all like, everybody was like crew cut or bald. I'm like, do your family have against the hair? What do they hate hair for?
I was just calling in to listen. I'll just do a general reading. That'd be great.
Great. Dina, she needs a general reading. And Pamela, I'm teasing you about hair. You're going to have to give her your name and stuff, because Dina was like, I'm trying. Dina's going to go.
It's Pamela.
Hi, Pamela.
Hey.
Are you studying? I'm feeling you're psychic. That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Are you a healer? Yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
I'm opening to it since I've got in touch with Jethro. I'm definitely being open to more of what's going on around me, and I just love it.
What I'm feeling like is that's going to open up even more for you, or bigger. They're saying
cool.
Bigger. And bigger, and brighter and broader, the three B's. Anyway, they're saying that's going to open up for you, and ultimately it's going to start changing your life around.
Cool. Okay. I love it.
Yeah. Like you wouldn't imagine that you're going to go this path, but it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And so they're saying that you'll be very good at it. So keep following this path is what they're telling me. Do you have a child?
I have two.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But is one a boy?
Yes, and he's gifted for sure.
Yes, that's what they're showing me. That's what they want to say, that he's got the same gift, and he's very gifted, he's talented. And so
yes.
I think part of why you're going down this path is because you have to be his teacher, his leader, to help him
okay.
to where he's got to get to, because he's going to do some pretty good things with it.
Yeah, I totally believe it. So, yeah, he's very, very gifted, very for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And he needs you to guide him there, is what they're saying. So that's part of why you're going to go down this path. The two of you are going to go down that. Does he have a lot of energy?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're saying that he needs to get that energy out. So if you can find a way, to get him to get that all out.
Okay.
Because it's bottled up, like he can feel things and he can see things.
Yes, yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's a lot of creative energy, like musically, and I mean, yeah, he's just very, very gifted, slowly been kind of revealing things to him and telling him it's all good, it's okay, and very good.
That's what he needs you for. Yeah, he's brilliant.
He definitely is, and I hear it all the time. People say that, so yeah.
But he's got a genius IQ almost. That's what they're showing.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Mm-hmm. And that's why he was sent to you, or he chose you, because you're going to help him foster that.
I love it.
And in turn, you're going to be learning a lot too. So it's like a journey you're taking together, is what I'm saying.
Love it.
Sounds
great.
Yeah, a lot of good things for you and him, and the other person to understand him is what they're showing me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I haven't been able to, and I'm just kind of his numerology, some reading on him, and figured out what he was. And then Jethro and I had a reading, and he said the same thing. Like, he's going to be fine. He goes to the beat of his own drum, and he's going to find his path. And so, slowly but surely, I can see it. Cool. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Very strong
yeah,
amount of power, and he's already taken his energy. So as it goes into the energy, he's going to do this path so strong. I do love what they keep showing me, that like you and him together doing like some drumming together, just some cash things. And you know, Pam, you were always so positive in school. Pam's a very attractive woman, very positive person. And we were in a town where everybody was like, ah, and it was like we both were just like, okay, what do we do to keep them away from us? But it was like the funny thing was that through the years we got through there and live through the town, and it's just it's so cool to see you have such a strong son that's very gifted. He just, you know, I love it.
Yeah, I've always wondered. I knew there was something there, and then now just opening to this whole idea of a whole other realm, it's very exciting. Yeah, I definitely believe everything you just said, for sure. Yay!
Well, thank you, and
awesome.
We got to run. They're going to beep us, and they're going to
okay.
throw us to the door. I don't like it. Thank you, guys. And Dina, tell everybody, this is their night. We love you, Dina, up there. I hope you had fun.
Oh, yes, fantastic. I love doing this. I love all the people, all the listeners. It's just wonderful.
Tune in next
Thursday. And Jethro, you're awesome, too.
And when I mean good, and I love you too, Dina. We'll be here next Thursday night, same place, same time, same station. Have a good one, you guys, and bless all of you. Till next week on Thursdays. Remember, Friday, we're going to be on tomorrow. It's going to rock, so be ready. We've got some really special guests coming in every Friday and Saturday. Take care, guys.